Welcome to Eat, Capture, Share, the podcast for food bloggers and food photographers who want to earn an income doing what they love. My name is Kimberly. I'm your host. Episode 124. Welcome everybody to the Eat, Capture, Share podcast. My name is Kimberly Espinel. I'm a food photographer, food photography teacher. I'm the author of the Amazon bestselling book, Creative Food Photography, and a creative business mentor for food photographers, food bloggers, and food content creators just like you. And today I am sharing some news. I got a book deal and I wanted to talk you through the entire process so far. So how it happened and also what it's like working with a publisher, how it's different from self-publishing, and all the kind of behind the scenes updates, the nitty gritty that I don't really share anywhere else. Now, before we head in, I just wanted to say, as you may hear, my voice got a little bit of a cold. So if I sound extra nasal, my apologies. Right. I wanted to tell you a little bit about the book deal. I shared a little bit more about it in my newsletter. So if you are on the Eat, Capture, Share newsletter, then you already know that I got a book deal. Or if you follow me on Instagram and you watch my Instagram stories, this is not news. But if you're in neither places, then this is news. I got a book deal and I'm so, so, so excited about it. I wanted to talk you through what that whole process has been like. And before I do that, I did want to take a little bit of time out to say that this is actually not the first time I have been offered a book deal. I may have mentioned this before in one of my book episodes, but I would say maybe around 2017, together with a friend, I pitched a cookbook idea and we had a publisher interested who tentatively was going to offer us a cookbook deal. And then, very long story, but essentially, you know, as we were progressing, I somehow didn't feel it was my book. I felt like it wasn't the book I was called to write. And then also, I think the publisher didn't quite see our vision either, and they wanted to kind of move it in a slightly different direction. So it just didn't feel 100% right. So, you know, that was my very first encounter with publishers where I was like exploring the idea of publishing. And then the second time was in 2018, and I was in Memphis. Actually, at the time I was at the Silver Blog Awards, and it was the night before the awards. I got an email from a publisher saying, would you like to write a vegan cookbook? We would love to offer you a cookbook deal. And at that time, so that would have probably been November 2018, at that time already, creative food photography was taking shape in my mind. You know, I hadn't put pen to paper yet. I hadn't come up with a title. I hadn't done any of those things yet, but I knew that's really where I wanted to move towards. So when that offer came, I said no. And then I did say to the publisher, you know, I don't want to do that, but I do want to write this book. Would you be interested in potentially working with me on that book? But they were not. They were like, no, that's, you know, that's too niche. No one's going to want to buy that. And so that's where it ended. The third time I was offered a book deal by a publisher was towards the tail end, maybe kind of September-ish. I don't remember. I didn't write it down, but I just remember standing in my kitchen and getting this phone call and having this chat with somebody. And it was just as, so that would have been 2020. So it was just as I was completing creative food photography. And then they contacted me about a very specific book idea. And I was, you know, committed. I was all in when it came to creative food photography. I wasn't going to now, you know, start a different book. I really wanted to finish my book, print it, launch it, all the rest of it. So it was just the wrong timing. But what was interesting, it was the first time I was being approached to write a book that was not a cookbook. And at the time, the book that was put forward to me was on a topic I didn't really want to speak to, which is quite interesting because it's much more akin to the new book that I'm writing now. But at the time, it wasn't a topic that I wanted to dedicate a whole book to. It didn't speak to me at that point. So it also was kind of the wrong book at the wrong time, so to say. And then the very last time I was approached before being approached by my current editor was this year, 2023, February, March. I was approached by a publisher and they wanted me to again write a cookbook. And it was a very specific idea that didn't align with me, didn't speak to me. Again, I knew deep down instantly that that wasn't my book. Much as I really wanted to work with a publisher and have that experience, that wasn't my book. And that wasn't the book that my audience needed. And that wasn't the book that I'm frankly qualified to write. So it was a no, but it was almost like all these things had to happen before this new chapter. And, you know, as I was preparing this episode, I was like, you know, actually, there have been a couple of occasions and I did have those opportunities. But of course, then, you know, irony be it, that the book I really, really wanted to publish, no publisher wanted to work with me on it. But in, I would say maybe late May, early June, I was approached by White Lion. And White Lion is an imprint of Quarto Books. And they do a lot of kind of coffee table books, cookbooks. I know that Sarah Tasker, who's been a guest here on the podcast, her book was with White Lion and it was about Instagram. You know, they do really, really beautiful books. And what happened is that an editor there found my book, Creative Food Photography, and felt that I was the perfect author to write this book, this idea that he had come up with. And I can't share exactly what it is, but the point that is relevant and important, and in fact, it was, you know, the cookbook that I was approached about earlier this year, 2023, as well as the book that wasn't a cookbook that I was approached on. What that taught me is that a lot of the times publishers and publishing houses will sit, I'm guessing, around a round table or something like that and be like, you know, we need to publish books that will sell. So what are the topics that people are interested in? Where's their gap in the market? What are you as an editor interested in commissioning? Like, what is missing? What are your strengths? So I think together they come up with themes and cookbook and other ideas, and then they go around searching on the internet in bookstores or what have you. I don't know how they do it. So they look for people who can bring their ideas, ideas that they feel are going to work, ideas that they feel are missing in the market to life. And he had this idea, I think a really brilliant idea. Like the moment he shared it with me, I was like, I'm in, this is my book. It has found me. This is my Elizabeth Gilbert big magic moment. This idea found me and I love it. And I want to help you put this idea out into the world because I think it's kind of been brewing inside me too. So let's make it happen. And first of all, and I mentioned this in the last podcast episode I did with Doa, and she mentioned it too. So it's definitely worth listening to if you haven't listened to that episode. But we never know who's watching us. We never know how far our work reaches and who it reaches. But it does reach someone. It does reach someone's heart and someone's mind. And it's so amazing to me that Creative Food Photography reached my editor and spoke to him and that he saw the connection between me and this new book. All this to say, you know, put your work out there, whatever it looks like, it will resonate with the right people. If you do it with love, if you do it well, if you do it to the best of your capabilities. The first thing that was obviously different is that I had to sign a contract. And I don't know about you, but when I see lots of words and text and legal jargon, my mind just shuts down. I was like, I have no idea what I'm signing to. I also have no reference point because I've not had a traditional contract yet. So, you know, I don't know if this is good, if this is bad, if this is average. How do I really compare this? I also don't know if the conditions are appropriate and stuff like rights. I don't know what the standard is. I don't know how that works. So what I did is I hired Sally Akis or the Akis Group. Sally has been a guest on the podcast. And in fact, what happened was she had been on the podcast. I'll link to her episode actually here in the show notes. She'd been on the podcast. Like we did the interview. And I think maybe within 3 weeks of me interviewing Sally for the podcast, I was approached by White Lion. And so, you know, she was fresh in my mind. So I was like, Sally, listen, I don't want to overstep my boundary, but I don't know if this is something you offer, something you can help with. And actually what Sally does, so in case you have this scenario, they offer contracts. contract advice and input and revisions for authors who are unrepresented, aka who don't have an agent. And I didn't have a book agent, so I took advantage of that service, and I felt like I'd rather pay $500 or whatever it ended up being and get a better contract and perhaps a bigger advance than not spend that money and ultimately earn less and have a contract that wasn't as advantageous. So I really loved working with her on that, and I felt in safe hands, and I can definitely recommend her. So that was number one, like this contract. And then the other thing is, of course, deadlines. Like with Creative Food Photography, I kind of set my own deadlines with my editor, and now it's somebody specifically saying what I have to do when, kind of thing. But what I noticed early on in the process is I have been working for myself, gosh, now coming on to 7 years, almost 7 years that I've been my own boss. And so the only person that is in charge of me is me. So I don't have to compromise on anything that is mine. So my website is exactly how I want it to be. I launch when I want to. I launch the programs I want to in the way that I want to. I'm in charge of everything I do in my business. Now, for me, and I want to make this distinction because I feel it's really important, when I work with a client on a project, they are in charge. I'm not in charge. I'm there to bring their ideas to life. And I don't have ego there, I would say, because I'm not attached to them liking my idea. I'm attached to them being happy with the final results. And that means their vision comes first. And that is absolutely and never has been a problem for me whatsoever. I don't need to ascertain my vision for their project because it is their project. And so, you know, I'm very good at that. But what I noticed very early on in the process, and this was radically different from working on Creative Food Photography, is I had to compromise. This was not my book. This was our book. This was my editor's idea, and the publisher's money is being put into this book, not mine. I'm not paying for this. They are. And you know me, so we need to sit at the table and find a way forward that works for all of us. This was new, and I have to say, having been out of practice, and sorry, the reason I brought up my clients before is because this is my brand, is my name on the book. This is me out into the world, you know, my energy out into the world, and compromising on something that has my name on it, that I have to market and sell, that I'm pouring my heart and my soul and my voice into, that's hard. And after 7 years of not having to compromise other than in my marriage, that was very hard for me. And I'm not sure. I think I'm too early on in the process to know whether I'd ever want to do that again, or for book 3 or 4, as the case may be. I want to walk it alone. I don't know. We'll see how everything pans out and how it goes. So, you know, there's things where I felt like, oh my God, I love this idea. I really, and the editor was like, maybe we need to do it differently. And I was just like, oh my God. And then another part of me is like, I know my people. I know who I'm speaking to, but of course, the editor is looking not just at me marketing this book to you, so to say, but a much wider audience. So we're coming at it from very different perspectives. And I guess it's the beauty as well as the pain point of this is that good teamwork means that not just my audience, but a much bigger audience will come to love and enjoy this book. But the pain point is that there's going to be some compromises along the way. You know, those compromises have to come without sacrificing my voice and my integrity and my authenticity and all those things, all those values that I hold really, really dear and really close to my heart. So that's been interesting and also at times frustrating for me and just a learning experience. And I think all of it came to a head a couple of weeks ago where, you know, without going into too much detail, actually, but where the editor was like, oh my God, we have a designer and she's done like a design of the cover. And without even seeing the cover, just reading the words, it's kind of like your best friends are planning this party and they have arranged the party theme. They've arranged the food. They've arranged the DJ. And you only find out the day before the party. You know, it was kind of like that. Like my heart was just like completely broken. Like, how did all of this happen when I wasn't party to that process? You know, no one asked me. No one asked me to see what was in my heart, what I saw when I closed my eyes and I thought about the book. Like, nobody asked. And so that alone, I cannot even describe to you. Like, it might sound like first world problems, I don't know, but I was heartbroken. And for somebody like design and how things look and how things make people feel are just so fundamentally like deeply, deeply, deeply important to me that not being part of that process was just heartbreaking for me. And then to add, you know, injury to insults, I hated the cover. I hated the cover. Now that I have some emotional distance from it, I can see it wasn't as horrendous like I thought it was. There was not even a trace of me in that cover. And I was heartbroken, really. And I just felt, I didn't feel seen. I didn't feel heard. And it was, you know, in such a stark contrast to how my cover process went with, you know, creative food photography. Like, I was there every step along the way. I saw the first four designs. I'll link to it in the show notes. I did a whole blog post about it and just, you know, the progress. And, you know, I was there every step along the way. And here I was, you know, offered this kind of semi-finished product. So I did lose it. I had a full-blown temper tantrum with tears. It was very stressful, actually. But then in the end, and that's been the joy of working with this particular editor, I have to say, the right team is, he's just so laid back. Like, I think he, you know, it was his idea, obviously, the book, and he cares about books deeply and he's done incredible work. But at the same time, I think he understood that maybe in comparison to other authors, I don't know, but that this was like a massive issue for me. I didn't tell him this, but I was prepared to walk away from the book if this cover was going to go ahead. I was like, there's no way I'm signing on the dotted line. Like, I'll give back my advance. I don't care. Like, that's the frame of mind I was in. I mean, it never got to that. I never had to say that, but internally, that's where I was. But, you know, I think he was open to hearing my thoughts. And also, more than that, he didn't brush them off, but he took them on board. Like, for example, I felt that the book cover was very young. And, you know, not just am I in my mid-40s, but, you know, my audience and the people I envisage buying this book are not going to be 15. You know, I don't think so. So, and I wanted the outside of the book, aka the cover, to really connect to what is my voice. And, you know, I didn't want the cover and then the tone inside the book to be jarring, if that makes sense. Like, they had to, you know, you want to get something that does what it says on the tin, kind of thing. And so, you know, and I also explained that I really wanted it to feel, you know, show-stopping and elegant and a little bit more mature and perhaps a pinch more feminine. You know, the colors that were chosen were like this blue and black and neon green. And it's just like, I'm neither blue nor black nor neon green. Those are not my colors. Anyway, we sat down and had a redraft, and I got to have a meeting with the designer together with the publisher, and my editor said that they had never done that before. So I just felt really heard. I really appreciated it. And I mean, we're now, as I speak, we're still kind of in the middle of trying to, you know, wrangle things out, so to say, as we started from scratch with a cover, and I shall let you know. But trust you me, I will do everything I can. I do feel that we're closer to where I want to get to. But I don't know, in the end, we might end up with a cover that is a, you know, compromise. And I hope not. I hope it's a cover that we all absolutely adore. But, you know, watch this space. But I think what I just realized is where my priorities lie and what's important to me, and creative integrity is massively important to me. And I didn't realize that until this point. So that's the other thing that, you know, that's been a huge, huge difference in comparison to walking it alone. Now, what I will say that has been wonderful is to be part of a team, because with Creative Food Photography, essentially, I really carried all the weight of every minute, tiny little decision, you know, was on my shoulder. Like, how many books are we going to print, and where are we going to print, and who's going to ship it, and who's going to house it, and, you know, all the things. And it is so stressful. And now to have people who know what they're doing and who probably do it a gazillion times better than I do to sort out distribution and to sort out printing and, you know, paper quality and whatever all the things are, it just means that I have the headspace to really just focus on what I need to focus on and what I'm actually good at, hopefully, which is writing a book and photographing a book. So that has been wonderful. And also my editor, Andrew, you know, he's already talking about getting the book to Canada and the US and Australia and France and, you know, all these things, which for Creative Food Photography, bless her cotton socks, like, she just about made it to Barnes and Nobles this year. So it's been a long and difficult journey. And whereas he's got all the connections and has already kind of put the feelers out, and people are super excited about the book. So, you know, it's just all those things that I don't have to worry about. And I'm working with somebody who's an expert at it, you know, and that has been really, really wonderful. The other big difference, I will say at this point, because I haven't completed my manuscript yet, that's due November. But the other thing that's different is this idea of timeline. And I have to say, I've gotten very, very lucky, both with Creative Food Photography, because I set my own timeline, really, and also essentially with this new book, because it's a very timely book. And what I mean by that is, you know, like, for example, if you were to write something about the Black Lives Matter movement, it would have been important to write that at the time that it was happening and not have the normal run, which is about 3 years. So from idea to your book being commissioned to landing on the bookshelf, so to say, you know, it's very common for 3 years to go by. But if you have something timely that is connected to events, you know, current events or current movements or current trends, then it's in the publisher's interest to push your book forward. And that is exactly what's happened with my book. So I was approached in May 2023, and the book will be coming out in August 2024, which for traditional publishing house is super, super fast. But I think if I had to write a book and then I'd have to wait 3 years to see it on the bookshelf, I would really, really struggle with that. And I love that about the self-publishing process, that it was very, I decided when it came out and I was in control of the timelines, except obviously Brexit and, you know, the printing process that takes what it takes. And so I'm very happy that it is going relatively quickly. But, you know, again, that's something for you to think about. If you're going to go the traditional route, it can take a really, really long time from idea to actually seeing your book printed in the bookstores. Years can go by. The very final thing, of course, is finances. So in this instance, I got an advance. It's nothing to write home about, but it's also, you know, it's also nice, which I'm getting in stages. So I've not gotten heaps just yet, but it is coming. The full advance will be paid, I think, when the book comes out. So it comes in, I think, 4 or 5 different stages. And that is another thing where I don't have to pay the print cost. I have to pay distribution. You know, all that is covered. Of course, again, I'm not going to make the kind of money, the 70% return that I do with Creative Food Photography. But for me, and to be fair, Creative Food Photography was the same. For me, it's more about impact. It's more about getting my message out there. It's more about reaching new people in the right kind of way, changing lives, and also helping people who maybe cannot afford my courses or cannot afford to join Fearless Focus and still want to learn from me in a way beyond Instagram, something that feels a little bit, not more digestible, but just digestible in a different format, so to say. You know, that's really what it is for, what it is for me, and also a gateway into book 3 or book 4, because the playbook is another book that I've done. So, you know, I guess that would be something for you to think about as well. It's definitely not to have that upfront cost of printing, and the financial responsibility of it all is amazing. But I do have to say, now that somebody else is paying, and it, I still feel perhaps even more responsible to make this book a success than when I was paying out, you know, for it out of my own pocket. That was very stressful. But at the end of the day, if it didn't work, then I had to deal with that and I had to live with that. I didn't have to explain to somebody else why I wasn't selling anything, if that makes sense. Now, that said, I'm so ambitious for this book and just so excited. And I already have like lots of ideas in terms of the launch plan and, you know, the launch party and all that kind of stuff. And I love to maybe do a couple of blog posts about it, or probably in the newsletter, I will put out some questionnaires to see if I did a launch party, what would you like to see? And, you know, pre-order bonuses and all that kind of stuff. So if you're not on the newsletter, an invitation again to join via the show notes. We'd love to have you. And if I can, I'll do another follow-up for sure when the book comes out next year. And if appropriate, another one, kind of an in-between of an update on where I'm at. So that's how it all came to be. That's where we're at. And I've got like 6 weeks to finish my manuscript and I hope I can do it. But if I go quiet on Instagram, you know why. You heard it here first. And I wanted to just say also thank you, because for those of you tuning into the podcast and those of you especially who've bought my book, you know, you've made this happen. You've made this happen. You've been part of this story. You've been part of this story. And so I really wanted to take this opportunity to just say thank you so much for supporting me, for rooting for me, for just all your reshares of the book, your purchases. I know some of you have bought like 3 copies and all that kind of stuff. So thank you, thank you, thank you. So grateful. Without you, Creative Food Photography wouldn't be. And without Creative Food Photography, this new book wouldn't be. So I really just want to say thank you. I will be able to share what the book is about and also its title. Its title is really cute. Early next year, so I think January 2024, I'll be able to share a little bit more, and I'll try and do so here when pre-sales order for sure, and definitely in the newsletter on Instagram. So come and hang out, and thank you for tuning in. I will be back same time, same place in about 2 weeks' time with an interview-based podcast. And then the team and I are taking December off to just regain our strength to prep for our challenge and the launch that we've got set out for the new year. And also, I want to use this time to record, you know, batch record a couple of episodes for next year. And we are looking for incredible, incredible podcast guests, movers and shakers, people who are really having an impact in the world of food photography, food blogging, food content creation, maybe creative business. So if you know somebody, or better still, if you're following somebody, you can recommend them, please do either DM me on Instagram, I am at The Little Plantation, or drop me an email at kimberly@thelittleplantation.co.uk and let me know who you can wholeheartedly recommend, who would be amazing, who are the movers and shakers you want to hear from. We'd love to get them on the podcast. And thank you so much. So I'll be back same time, same place in 2 weeks, and stay well. Before I leave you, I wanted to say thank you so much for tuning in. I hope you enjoy the podcast. I also wanted to let you know that this podcast was brought to you by my Eat, Capture, Share newsletter community, and I'd love for you to join. I will pop the details on how you can join my creative community in the show notes, so do go and check it out. Also, if you enjoy the podcast, it means so much if you can rate, review, and subscribe. All those things will help the podcast to grow and to reach the right audience. And you'd kind of make my day. All right, see you soon. Take care.